Blog Talk Radio.
Safety, so I don't go shooting where your heart be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me, then I'm left to deal with making you bleed.
And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping, I've been sipping the spell.
When I don't get it, and I'm steady bruising just to save this, but I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted.
And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't want to taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't want to face it.
Two.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, lady. Good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. We done made it. Coronavirus free. March 4th of 2020. Lord. Can you hear me good?
Sound loud and clear. Brother Darius is with us. Darius, let's hear how you sound.
Hey, good evening.
All right. How you doing?
Been doing good. Last few days I got good positive news, and I thank God for it.
That's good.
All right.
Good to hear.
That's good. Something positive. We only 3 months into the new year, and it's going down. You hear me? from tornadoes to the election, and now we got a disease running around this country, around this world. Crazy. Anyway, we'll touch on that during HubNet News when we updating, because we gonna have to get that going before this money's out, because there's a lot going on. Right.
Oh yeah.
Right. So tonight's topic, we're talking about this discussion that we have had all week long about men feeling like they can tell women what they can wear, their partner, be it their wife or their girlfriend. For some reason, a grown man feels like he can tell another grown woman, his grown woman, what she can and cannot wear. Okay, so let me just go on record by saying that some of the things that we do wear is a lot of revealing. You know, it's we got an ass out, we got a breast out, and legs and thighs. A lot of us is walking around here halfway naked.
Mm-hmm.
One guy commented, and I thought about this, and this is the conversation we had in the group. One guy commented that that they are attention seeking when they do that. You know, and I thought to myself, really? What y'all think about that? Did women dress provocative because they are trying to attention seek?
There's.
I say, for in my area where I live at in Dayton, some females do, and I say others dress like accordingly, normal when it's like nice days outside.
Okay, let me break this down. This is what I'm trying to say. So, supposedly, you know, I'm getting on my clothes and I got on this tight dress, and you can see through it, all right? You can see my bra and panty set is matching and all, whatever they be wearing, right? It's sheer, so you can see through it. It's a hot day. I'm getting on out the door, right? It's long. So pretty much you can see, you know, my body and what I'm working with. I have decided as a grown woman to put this on because when I walk out the door, I want to have the attention of, I don't know who the guy that made the comment, who he's talking about. It must be that his comment must have meant that women are dressing this way so they can get men's attention. That's why I put on this clothes. Girl, when I get out the door, when I get up out here and get down to the train, get down to the substation or wherever I'm about to go to the mall, so I can get men's attention. Am I correct in saying that? Because I had to sit on that for a minute, because I'm thinking most of the times, unless you got a show to do or you're in the entertainment business, most of the time you should be putting on your clothes. Yeah, you would probably want some attention from men, but that ain't the primary reason why you putting that on. You putting it on because you like the way it look on your body.
I'm like,
I had to check that because I was like, wait a minute. And it might be. It just might be. So I don't know women like that. It's all about who you surround yourself with, and the grown women that I deal with is about, you know, they don't, you know, dress that way. However, if I saw someone in the mall or wherever, in the club or wherever, dressed that way, you know, I'm thinking about the idea of not being so judgmental. You know, we got one life to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
And if you got tight, some people are free like that. I know a girl, her breast just almost about a little bit smaller than mine, and she just do not wear a bra. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, my point is, and this is how I started the conversation in the group, who are you to judge? They become them hoes and whorish and blood. No. But who are you to judge what somebody, you don't know that just by appearance, what that person's going through or how they're feeling about themselves. You know, so anyway, I opened the dialogue up. I wanted to open up with that feedback and see what you guys thought. We got any callers?
We have some folks on the line. If you want to get through and have your voice heard, press the number one. I'll be happy to bring you right into the conversation. To your point, that's always been my viewpoint. Mind your goddamn business. Woman
yep.
can dress how she wants to dress. I don't care why she's doing it. As long as it ain't interfering with my money or my peace of mind, it ain't none of my damn business why she's doing it. Now, as for the brothers who say, oh, she's attention-seeking, she's thirst-trapping, there are at least three women who I know listen to this show every single week who do dress a little sexy when they feel like it. And guess what? They don't even like men.
Right.
We have to get into the business of mind our own goddamn business.
Yeah, man.
Because the funny part is, the same brothers that will sit there and critique a woman what she has on will watch her get her ass whooped on the side of the street and walk by and won't say nothing.
Mm.
He'll watch a whole nother man smack her around and won't do nothing.
Yeah.
He'll see her on the street begging for change and won't give her nothing.
Right.
So we have to get back in the business of mind our own goddamn business. We're worried about stuff. The stuff we should be worrying about regarding our brothers and sisters, we don't. See, it's real easy to sit there and it's easy to bid on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but here's the flip side of it. Here's the flip side of it. If you're going to be a judgmental sister and you're running around with your ass cheeks hanging out, prepare to be judged back. You give what you give out. You get back, rather. So you can't be flaunting your goods in my face, but you talking trash about another sister who's not doing it.
Because everybody
has the freedom to express themselves a certain way.
Right.
You know, everybody has that freedom to do so. But you need to be the most humble and pious person on the planet when you're going to do that. You can't be calling people stupid for what they do or they corny or whatever little colorful names they come up with. If you're going to be walking around with a dress with your nipples out, and a little pasty, and your ass cheeks hanging out, I'm all good with that. I ain't got a problem with that. That's your business. But you can't be judging other people. And men,
what do you say in this case, in this conversation, this topic, what do you say to the men that have wives they want to dress that way?
That's fine.
Or
that's your wife.
Want to tell them, you know, they can't wear their cleavage or they can't wear too tight dress or, you know, whatever.
I mean, it goes back to your earlier statement. If they're in the entertainment business or, like, for instance, if they're considered an urban model or plus size model or whatever, and you married her and that's her job, right? Her job is 24/7. If she's going out with the girls and she knows she's going to be getting flicks and selfies and she's out there marketing and keeping herself current in the world of social media and stuff like that, she's going to dress tight with cleavage out.
Right.
You married her that way, so you think she's going to dress like a nun because y'all got married? No. She ain't retired. Now, if she's doing it just for the sake of doing it because she wants to feel sexy, that's a conversation between y'all two. That's something y'all need to work out and talk about. You know, I've been married and I've been in relationships with women who were models, and I knew what I was getting into. I didn't care. because I knew she was coming home to at the end of the day. But at the same, the other side of that is, if you are just going to pop up one day and want to wear a skimpy Cardi B skirt with your goddamn tits hanging out, we're going to have a conversation. What's up with this new shit you're trying to pull? We're going to have a conversation. But to the men, handle that in the house. Handle that in your house.
What you're saying is, what I hear you saying is, if it's something that they don't, if it's a way that they normally don't dress, and all of a sudden they're doing the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do you think the husband has a right to say something?
Yes. That's your wife, and if that's your wife, and we're talking about marriage, when you talk about boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
girlfriend, or playing house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If y'all are in a union, there is no y'all. There's no set. There's no singulars. Everything is together. So when you walking out in that skimpy dress, you're a reflection of me. When you got your tits out, you're a reflection of me. So I'm either. It's real simple. And the way it's either we agree or it don't happen. Because I snatched that fucking dress off and burned that bitch in a barbecue pot. Barbecue grill. and cover your ass up with goddamn trash bags and send you on your goddamn way to see how fly you is then. But it's real simple. You either do it together or you don't happen at all.
So I hear you agreeing with the guys in the group that they have the right to tell their wife what they're not happy with, and she has to say.
No, it's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I'm saying two things. One, for Hakim, if we don't agree, it don't happen. If you and I cannot see eye to eye on a topic, then it gets tabled to a later conversation. So we're going to have to meet in the middle. I'm all about democracy. I'm not a tyrant. But for the brothers who got something to say, everybody has a right to say something about something in their relationship or marriage. That doesn't mean you have a right to, you don't have a right. She doesn't have the right to listen. Let's just say that. Because she could tell you easily, screw you, I'm going to wear this dress. What you going to do about it?
Right.
Now you can speak up, but she can listen, and she can respectfully disagree and carry her ass on out to the club and shake it like it's hot.
Well,
what are you going to do?
You just said that.
That's what Hakim going to do.
So
yup, that's what Hakim going to do. Hakim's going to take that motherfucking dress and use it as a flag. That's all.
That's not right, Hakim.
I didn't say it was right. I said that's Hakim. It ain't supposed to be what anybody else think is right or wrong, because that's my house. You see what I'm saying? That's the point I was trying to make. Everybody has to govern their shit a certain way that's going to be okay in their relationship. Once we start coming in somebody else's house telling them what they shouldn't be doing, as long as nobody got their ass whooped, how a man and a woman negotiates, is that's their business. And my thing is this, is we need to agree on something like that, because that's a reflection of me out in the street. If I'm okay with it, okay, cool. I don't care. Usually, I don't sweat stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Little hanging cleavage in a dress. You feeling sexy? It helps you feel good. That's who you've been. I'm not gonna. What am I? I don't care about that. But when you got one of them dresses where it's cut across the tit and one of the tits is hanging out and you got a pasty, like you J Lo or some goddamn body. Oh no, we don't have to talk. We don't talk.
You know. That's what I was saying, too, that you have the right. I guess my whole thing was, my position was, you have the right as a human being, a young lady, a grown woman, to say, I am grown, I'm my own person. Although you are my husband, I hear what you're saying, but this tight dress is something, I love it, I want to wear it, it makes me feel beautiful, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And he should honor that. You don't have to like it, but he can honor it. Now, I think it is a way that you do things too. Because the comment that was like, "Oh hell no, she was pretty much like you said, I'll tear the dress up, burn it, you know. It was a bit much. And I'm like, okay, you violating now. You know what I mean? And so I went a little bit further and I said, well, this is, you know, I kind of understand where you would feel some type of way about your wife half naked in front of other people. I get that. And especially if you're out and she's with you. She should represent you. But at the same time, there's a way that you go about doing things. And I also went a little further and said, well, those are the dresses, the type of clothes, you know, you might not approve. But what if it's a husband that says, you know, I don't like you wearing those heels. Won't you wear some sneakers sometime?
That's his opinion.
We're talking about overall, not just sexy clothes, but, you know, you might have somebody that says, or vice versa, I'm sick and tired of you wearing those sneakers. Why don't you wear some heels sometime?
And that's just, you know. Then ladies, y'all need to have a conversation with this man. You need to explain to him why you wear what you want to wear.
When you met me, I had on sneakers.
Then that's a quicker conversation. You just helped the conversation along. So let me get this straight. It was good when you were chasing me around for these cheeks. But now that you got the cheeks, now I can't wear sneakers?
Right.
No. You tell him kiss your ass and shut the fuck up.
See, well, you know, it goes both ways. So, you know, once again, the men in the group felt like they can dictate what you can and cannot wear as a woman, if you're their woman. And I had a problem with that. Some women don't care walking heels, feel comfortable in heels.
Yeah.
I got a friend that guarantees me that he can squeeze milk out of a hen's ass, but they don't make it right. So no.
Right.
No. It's real simple. Here's the thing. The first thing we were talking about was modesty and being covered and a little bit of shame thrown in there, and when we're analyzing it as a whole, right? And what's comfortable, what's good, and what's respectful to the relationship, to the marriage, or whatever. So it's a big difference from, hey, your ass is hanging out, your tits is hanging out, versus, hey, stop wearing Jordans all the time and throwing a pair of goddamn pumps from time to time. Now, you can recommend it, and you can say it to her that, look, you know, I really would like to see you in that. Right?
Yeah.
But it's another thing when you want some dictation. Yeah. When you start critiquing her, now what sounds better? Hey, Michelle, you know, I know you like your sneakers, but let's go get you some pumps because I really want to see you in them. Versus, why the hell are you always wearing some goddamn sneaks all the time? I don't want to see that shit no more. Go put some goddamn heels on.
See, this is my thoughts on that. If you are in a successful, working, quote-unquote, relationship, meaning y'all working on some stuff, and you come to know who your spouse is and what kind of things he likes. I feel like if it was me, right, and I wore sneakers all the time and flats and sandals and flip flops or whatever, and I knew that my husband liked heels, even though I couldn't walk in them, I would learn to walk in them. Some type of heel, sandal, whatever it is that he likes. That to me is compromising, but he didn't have to tell me to do that. I just did that on my own because I know my husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, but him, like you said, dictating and saying you need to put on some heels because them niggas ain't gonna work. That to me violated.
Cross the line.
Yeah, it does. And if we're talking about, there's a big difference from wants and needs, right? If he don't need you to wear heels. He wants you to wear heels. The world ain't going to end if you don't buy a goddamn pair of pumps, right? No hearts are going to stop over no shit like that. So, but when it gets to the point, like you said, if you are okay with the idea of let me do this for him, that's fine. But ladies, remember, you know, if you're either a shoe chick or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are versatile. I know some women who only time they wear heels is when they're going to a funeral or going to an event.
Mm-hmm.
Or a wedding or something like that. The rest of the time they got on sneakers and Timberlands.
Hmm.
Maybe some flip flops or sandals and something in the summertime when they, or whatever. So it's all about your comfort. Because also remember this, the same ones telling you stop wearing sneaks and put on some goddamn heels are going to be the same ones complaining when you got corns and bunions growing from your feet from wearing shit that you ain't used to wearing.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go mm-hmm. there. Let's go there. So on the other side, I also mentioned dudes is always trying to dictate what females is wearing when you walk around here ashy and crusty. Right? You're not halfway together, but you want to dictate what somebody else is wearing. You ain't got no edge up. You know what I'm saying? You're not taking care of your feet. You know, your beard is scruffy. You know, you just, your t-shirt got stains on it. Come on, man. But you are on a regular. You want to be dictating to me why I'm got on this tight dress or tight sweater or whatever the case may be. So people seem to take issue with that comment, and I admit that. You over here trying to dictate to somebody else, and you ain't right yourself. So,
let me say this.
I don't want to bash no men, but I just have to throw. You walk around here in your skinny jeans like that's cute. That's not cute.
Let me say this, and I'll bash everybody for everybody. I'm in one of my moves today. To your point, ladies, if you have a fella in your life who are trying to tell you what to wear and how you should wear it, but he looking like his ass just got off the goddamn bus. He take his clothes off and his ass smell like goddamn vinegar and onions. That's your stupidity. That's your goddamn stupidity. That is your stupid ass fault. Because guess what? You are listening to a dude who don't get a haircut. You're listening to a dude when he take his goddamn shoes off, all the mice come in the room. They smell cheese. That is your fault. He took his drawers off and his balls smell like old bologna. That is your fault. Your man is not supposed to be smelling like Subway. That is your fault. I should
right.
not. That motherfucker walked by me. I smell weed and I smell an Italian sub with extra onions on that bitch. No. And you listening to this motherfucker?
Yeah.
It's just, and for the women, it's the same thing goes for y'all. Y'all can't talk about I want a dude who's 6'2" with a big dick and make 6-figure income when you ain't got no goddamn edges. You ain't got no goddamn job. You ain't got no goddamn nothing. You over there cussing and complaining because they cut your food stamps from 700 to 2, so you mad as fuck. You ain't got no business talking about shut your dumb asses up. Shut up.
What does that have to do with
your because it's about the dictation. I'm focusing on the nerve of these people to have the audacity to fuss and cuss about the lacking in another person when they shit ain't tight.
Yeah.
Okay. I see the contrast. Okay, I got you.
Because brothers do it, women do it more. And at least for the women, I got a little soft spot on you because guess what? I was a piece of shit once upon a time, and I know a couple brothers that's a piece of shit. We do y'all dirty. We have about 5 of y'all juggling y'all like goddamn bowling pins at a kid. So, yeah, I get it. So I get why y'all feel like y'all want upgrades. Y'all want the same old, same old. But if that boy's running around with a 2-size big white beater on and he telling you what to wear, shit, you dumb as dishwater. I don't feel sorry for you.
Well, look. Let me have my little interjection.
After that, we're going to take a caller.
Yeah, first of all, that's like people. I'm not going to go and like other like a topic, but that's like people being critical of what you're trying to do, but they be the same ones, the loudest one complain, don't do nothing about it.
True. I think that's what Hakim was saying.
Yeah. Now, Jan, like what you said, like some women can't wear heels. Like, yes, I'm a shoe person. I like seeing women wearing cute high heels, wedges, sandals showing their pretty feet. And like, if I was in a relationship, I would probably just say, it's okay if you don't like to wear heels. Here, I will go to the shoe store and we'll get you some, like 1-2-inch heels so you can, you know, and I'll even buy them for you. You can practice wearing heels.
Gotcha.
And you don't have to be.
Darius, your friend that lives, where she live at, she wear heels?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, time to time. She lives in the DMV area.
Okay. And she wears
heels. DMV, she ain't got on heels? Shit.
Well, she wears. Well,
what's a DMV?
I would say DC,
Maryland, Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so she wears heels. What if she didn't wear heels, Darius? What would you do? What would you say?
I wouldn't make no big fuss. First of all, I wouldn't make no big fuss about it because she's like a security officer in one of them court buildings. So, what
okay,
I would say,
so...
I said, if you don't like to wear heels, I'll be okay with it. You can wear some, like if you got some cute wedges or.
That's still heels, Darius. That's still heels.
Yeah.
If it ain't flat to the ground, it's a heel. It might not be a high heel. It might not be a stiletto, but it's a heel. So if she tells you, I wear flat sneakers, flip-flops, and that's it, how would you feel about that?
In my mind, I'd be up.
You heard about how Kim feels.
Yeah, I heard what he.
What's your name?
I heard what he said.
No, listen, everybody has, this is my thing. You don't go after a woman for who she is and then make her to who she's not and complain about it.
Right.
Me personally, I don't care about stuff like that anymore.
Mm-mm.
I've right. grown all that shit. You can walk around like Fred and Wilma in barefoot. I don't give a shit. As long as you treat me right. I mean, but here's the thing. If you met her, and all she wore was sneaks every time you saw her. Every time you see her on sneaks and Tims, don't be overbearing and enforcing your will on her when you got her.
That's
it was
right,
okay
that's
when you were chasing. Right? It was okay when you were chasing.
And it was fine with me when we went on our date, she wore some cute ankle strap sandals. I thought it looked cute on her feet.
Yeah, you saw some toes. You saw some toes.
I complimented her on.
Don't get him starting on the toes, please.
She could have put shoe boxes with rubber bands holding them damn things around her feet. Boy, he'd been happy as hell. I'd be toes.
So I wonder if. And y'all see if y'all can answer this because I don't really have too many friends that are gay. I wonder if it's the same thing with gay couples, like lesbians, that they don't want their wife walking out or girlfriend walking out dressed some type of way. Is it a man thing or?
No, it happens in the gay community. Well, the lesbian community. I'm sure that let's just put this out there. The same issues that straights have, lesbians have.
Okay.
Okay. They go through jealousy, they go through cheating, they go through all of that.
Right. Your wife might tell you, you need to take that off. That ain't going to work.
You have a conversation about it.
I think that after some time, by the time you marry, right, by the time you marry, you should know your spouse. So you kind of got an idea of her style, what she wears, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, if she's someone like, I look at like these celebrities, like what does Kanye West say about Kim Kardashian? Or Ice-T says about his wife. These women, they're married, and they dress. They allow them to dress the way they want to dress.
Well, here's the thing. What do those two have in common? Kanye West and Ice-T. What do they have in common with their wives? No.
They're married to famous men.
What else? What do the women have in common?
But the women, I don't know what the women have in common.
They were half naked when they met him.
Oh,
yeah.
They allowed them. See, that's the thing. We have to look at it different. Some of us are going to look at it like they allow them to dress any old kind of way, because I hear that from the older generation. But what actually happened? They're allowing them to be who they were when they met him. Because if you go back and find some of them Ice-T older whatchamacallit about his wife, hey, I didn't change her. She changed me.
Mm-hmm.
That's who
right.
she was. She's always been a big. She always been a big booty white chick. That's who she was. Same thing. I seen Kim Kardashian naked the same time Kanye West did.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? So she ain't changed. She's gotten a little bit better because she's a mom now, but she's still doing photo shoots, in the nude from time to time. So it's not about the men. These are women who the men didn't try to change.
Yeah.
Just like Jay-Z, Beyonce from time to time, got them little bikini outfits and little skimpy outfits and across the damn stage, cheeks moving. You think Jay-Z gonna tell them, don't wear that shit no more? She gonna tell me get your big ass camel nose out my goddamn business.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
That's the kind of man you're supposed to. You don't want a man to change you.
No.
You want a man that's going to keep you who you are and empower you. Yes. But that was the thing. We got to get out of this men trying to change women thing, because a lot of us aren't. There are some. There's tons of us that are, because they still have their old way of thinking. But I come to determine that a lot of us are dumb as fuck. So I don't listen to a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
So because these are the same dudes that will stand in line for 2 hours for some Jordans, but won't stand in line 2 hours to vote. So I give them
exactly.
very little power in their voice to me. I don't. I tell people all the time, stop arguing with dumbass people. So, yeah, ladies, don't let a man try to tell you what to do. Compromise with him. Listen to him. Respect him. But no one is a bully situation when it's not. And fellas, the same thing. I know you want to go hang out with your homies and you throwing them gray sweats on. You know what I mean? You got the. You might got some drawers on, maybe not. And she looking at you, where you going with them gray sweats on? I'm going to go to my homie crib. We about to go shoot some moves. What's the problem? No, go take them shits off. Women get like that, too. Women get like that. Oh, you ain't going to be running up them basketball courts with your dick bouncing. Well, what am I supposed to do with it? Tie it up? Put it in my goddamn back pocket? Shut your dumb ass up.
You know, sometimes, a lot of times, y'all be thinking y'all looking line, but y'all don't be right. Y'all don't be right. I'm so tired of seeing men with their pants hanging down. I'm like, what is that going out of style? And then they made it worse. And now they wear their pants hanging down, and it's tight on their legs, and like looking like leggings. Look like some damn skinny jeans to the third power.
But
all the other dressing fads, clothes, you know, styles. It has not went away yet. I'm so sick and tired of it. Like, really.
Well, Janet, like, you know, the sad thing is if police chase them and their pants are sagging, when them things could come completely down, you see, grandma said, you see everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, we got a caller.
So,
okay. Got a caller.
Bring him on in.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Hey, who are we talking with? Welcome to Shoebox Talk. Who is this?
Lena.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Lena.
I'm good, hey. I was literally about to say, I push one just so I could talk about that gray sweatpants thing.
Talk about it, child. Let
them know. Honey, you're not going out to the house with them gray sweatpants on without no drawers on. No.
Right.
See, I knew it.
At all.
I knew it.
Oh, you know it. No, you're not going out here with that damn lingerie on. No.
Lingerie? God damn it.
That's no lingerie.
Exactly. With no drawers.
There you
go. Just swinging in the wind.
Oh, wait. Men been running around. Hold on, ladies. Men been running around since the dawn of time with no damn free balling, and now it's a problem.
That's right.
You don't want us with our titties all hanging out. I don't want you advertising what's mine to the rest of the world. Okay.
Exactly. Just to let y'all fellas know, women do be looking. If your shit is
Blowing
in the wind and popping up and down, we gonna be looking, honey. Yeah.
I'm a crotch watcher.
Oh man! So you hear that, Darius?
I hear it.
Next time you go to Meldell's and get yourself a pair of ball shorts, you gotta make sure you wear some drawers underneath of it. That's the new goddamn rule now.
You better.
Exactly.
Because I'm looking.
So is that a universal rule for all men? What about the brothers who ain't got more bounce by the ounce? And
that's
even worse.
Then you got
you
like
don't
a vagina.
Oh my gosh.
No, we don't want to see that little wee wee bouncing.
You holding your hands with your man, and all he got is this little stubby thing sticking out. You do not want everybody knowing what he working with.
Oh boy,
that's
I'm with you, Darius. I think they're being very judgmental. Little brother, some brothers they ain't packing, and they should be free to wear sweatpants, gray, any other color, and free ball.
No,
brothers who are packing should be wearing free ball.
And if I remember the episodes of Martin Lawrence wore shorts on the basketball court. I've seen dudes be wearing sweatpants on a basketball court and still play pretty good.
So tell us. While we're on the subject, how does it feel to be free balling with no drawers on and just walking around outside? Do you get a breeze in between your stuff? What's going on?
Being
bunched up and sweaty and smelling like vinegar and water. So tell me, how does that feel to be walking around and being free? See, because in contrast to that is exactly what I was talking about when females want to be free and put on their sundresses or put on their whatever, husbands is complaining about. Now, the question is to you. How does it feel to be free and your wife ain't around? You like, shoot, she out of town. I'm about to wear these sweat gray sweatpants and be free.
It depends on what you're doing. If you're going to go out and just sit on the steps, sip some coffee, talk some shit, it's cool. But I don't know too many brothers going to the basketball court with goddamn the balls and shit flipping and flippity all over the goddamn place every time you take a jump. That shit starts to hurt after a while. Then you may get kneed in the nuts. I mean, you may. Some brothers may want to jump in the car, go to run to Wawa or run to Walmart, grab a few things, come home. I mean, I don't know. I'm just speaking for me. I'm not a big fan of free balling, but from a certain distance of the house, I don't go no further than the goddamn steps. That's it. You know.
I think I'm eating you up in Wawa with your gray sweatpants on. I don't know. This is just me. This is one for me. I'm just not a big fan of men wearing flip flops. I don't care if you do that on feet.
Oh boy, here we go.
So women.
So if my husband had on flip flops, he would not be going out the door with me. I don't care if you do got nice feet.
Oh God.
So we can't be like Ice Cube and Boys of the Hood.
No.
And you got that basketball shorts, so he can't wear his basketball shorts or his socks with his flip flops either. God damn.
Oh no. You didn't say the socks with the flip flops. Oh, we're gonna have a problem. We're gonna have some issues.
That's the new style they're doing now.
That's not a good look.
We're going to the movies. We're going to go out and grab us something to eat and go to the movie. And we walk out the door and you got on some flip-flops, some Nike, some Jordan sandals with some socks and some shorts to your knees. Man, please. That's not going to work.
Yeah, that's being appropriate for the occasion. You know what I mean? If we're just going to Wendy's for going to Popeye's for them chicken sandwiches, I don't give a shit. But if we're going to a dinner and a movie,
you're not giving out that you're going to be a drive-thru, right?
If I get my fat ass out the car, you getting out with me, you're going to shut the hell up.
No.
Or you're going to go buy your goddamn stuff. That's how that works.
No, sir.
What the hell wrong with women?
You get that chicken sandwich by yourself.
Yup.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to eat shit, get dripping shit all on my socks, and the flip-flops
exactly.
with grease and juice all on it. And you sit there
with
your bougie ass with a goddamn pair of damn Stacy. But I can see y'all now up in the goddamn Popeyes with Marc Jacobs bags and shit on. Nobody got time for all that shit, man. Come on. See, it's about being appropriate for the right.
Throw your Nikes on and let's get on out the door.
They hurt my feet. I got feet problems, so no. I'm wearing some goddamn flip flops. I'm gonna go. I'm not. It's a damn fast food joint. I ain't going to the goddamn. I'm not going to Ruth Chris. Goddamn.
I would just die. Can we get something here, honey? Because we're not going up and get no chicken sandwiches with your hematons hanging out. No.
See, the people who are in there now.
You know, the killer party is about flip-flops with guys wearing flip-flops, even if you do got nice feet. I know somebody like yourself, y'all got some big, long-ass, big-ass, stone-ass feet. That's not a good look.
Yeah, my feet okay. I don't know about all that, but it is the thing.
Them jumpers, there's about a 13. Them is long.
They're proportionate to my body. I'm about 6'1", so it's proportionate. But here's the thing.
But you need to have some shoes on them big hammers. No.
Nah. Now, I will say this. You don't wear flip-flops when you're about to go put your foot in somebody's ass. It don't work out that way.
Yep.
Okay? It's a big difference. You know? You're going to be sliding out of them joints and you're getting to something. So, no. I mean, I get it. But it's about the time and the place. It's about being comfortable. I get it. But no, you don't show up on a date with no goddamn flip flops. Nobody should have to tell you all that. We grown. It's like that commercial with the guy.
Going back to the topic. Now, I said no and you said yes. So if I did like you did, I'm snatching them damn flip flops off and choking you with them.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
When it comes to my feet, look here. Better pack a goddamn lunch for that fight. Because let me tell you something. I don't play. When it comes to my feet, and the way my dogs be hurting, I got nerve damage in my feet. So if I'm wearing flip flops, you best believe them sons of bitches are making me feel good. So to go take them because you mad, look, wigs are burning, eyebrow pencils, lipstick, all the lip gloss be popping, all that shit going. We're going to be going to war. You going to wake up all your head mad at the gel that y'all brush your little goddamn baby hair down with, all that shit going flush. Okay?
Well,
you're going to be gang worn up in that mug.
Dirty. Oh, you wouldn't have dirty.
Yeah, it's
like
going to go to work. Yup. Women going to work
that.
Looking like Angela Davis. No, I don't fight no fair. And your goddamn tampons is going in the goddamn trash. I don't play. Don't touch my goddamn shoes.
Well, Gordon,
flip-flops.
These things applies when you take my dress and put it up on the flagpole and shit. The same thing applies.
No, because it's cool. Because see, it's a big difference from modesty and respect for the relationship. Because you can respect yourself and still dress sexy.
Yeah, of course.
You can wear a skimpy dress and still have respect for yourself. So that's, I don't want anybody to think that's where I'm going. But it's about respecting the relationship, meaning we're both okay with what's going on right
now. Yep.
So,
well, and you know,
we can agree to disagree, though.
There are guys that like for their women. They think their wives are beautiful. They like for them to put on dresses like that. They like that. They like that they want get a. They like show them off. You know that they get that attention.
That's me. If we're sitting up in a little dive and you booty boo boo boom with the dress, shit, man, I'm good. Because guess who you coming home with?
Right.
Now you going out with your ratchet ass girlfriends who I know sucking dick behind the dumpster in the back alleys or you know they doing them $40 deals. No, mm-mm. You ain't going with them motherfuckers. No, because I ain't there to protect you. I ain't there to keep you safe.
With your fucking girl dress on.
Yeah, with your cooch for $40 deals going on. No.
So crazy.
No.
Yeah. Well.
Hey.
No.
Or what?
With that being
let me
said,
just say
we,
this:
we do need to do better. We need to do better in retrospect, in those situations. But when it comes down to your significant other dictating and being able to tell you what you can and cannot wear, regardless if it's sexy or not, that needs to have there definitely needs to be a conversation had. About how to go about getting that job done, because that's not going to work. I feel like even though you're a woman, you have the right to be free. No other human being should be telling you how to wear your hair, what shoes to wear, what, you know. Like, one thing I know I could never do, you got some men that actually pick their wives' clothes out for the day. Or for the weekend or whatever, you know, they going out or whatever.
And
no,
they're not in
the
lifestyle? They're not in the lifestyle?
Huh?
They're not in any
lifestyle?
Like,
no.
Yeah, because see, here's the thing. I've been in a lifestyle where that's part of the job. I'm going to pick out your outfits for the week. I've seen that. I don't like it. I tried it. Don't like it because I feel like, God damn, I'm your dad now. Oh hell, that's not my type of thing. I'm not knocking
that's
it because
that's
I know
offense.
There's some. I know some lifestyle people who listen to this show, so I'm not gonna knock it. That's just not for me. But yeah, when you are doing the daddy little girl thing, he picks your outfits out.
Oh no!
You know, Daddy Dom little girl, he picks your outfits out. He tells you how to wear your hair. He picks and chooses which color eyeliner and lipstick you want to wear for your outfit.
Okay, no, I'm just talking about a regular relationship. There's some men that like to buy their women's clothes, their wives' clothes, their shoes, and recommend of not put it on the bed or lay it out what they want them to wear. And you know, that's just how their relationship is. That's very controlling.
Well, here's the thing, because I'm glad you brought that up. It's only controlling if it's against her will. If she is okay with it, and she feels good about it, and that's a turn on for her, then it's all good. But if it's this, let me just do what he says because I don't want to hear his mouth. No, that's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, again, it goes back to that thing where we both need to be okay with what's happening right now. So if this is, because here's the hold on, because here's the thing. Because I bought it, you have to wear it when I tell you to wear it.
Right. Right.
No. No. Mm-mm. So, fellas, if she buys you the new J's that's about to come out or whatever, and that means you have to wear them when she tells you to. That shit don't even go with the rest of your outfit, but you won't wear it.
It goes both ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the takeaway here is that it's not a cookie cutter answer to how it should be done. Each relationship is the two grown people deciding whether or not they want the husband to pick out the outfit, whether or not she don't like him to be free balling, whether or not she can wear the fuck the girl dress to the club. That conversation need to be had between the two parties that's in the relationship. Now, going forward, with that being said, and I close with this, that don't mean that everybody else outside that relationship gets to judge. You don't know what's going on. You know, you don't know what a person, you don't know why that dude don't want to wear no drawers or why he got on flip-flops or why the hell his jeans are so damn tight and hanging off his ass. You know, his girl might like that. When she met him, his jeans was hanging off his ass. You know.
Let me address that in 30 seconds. Ladies, please stop giving the cooch to men with tight jeans on. Okay? Please stop giving the cooch for dudes who got his drawers hanging out. Stop giving the cooch to these sorry ass dudes who dress like chicks. Because let me share a secret with you. If y'all all got together and had a secret meeting and said no more poonanny to dudes who wear X, Y, and Z, guess what's going to fall off the market? X, Y, and Z, because dudes ain't going to wear it no more. So when he's standing up in Foot Locker and he's trying on them new sneakers and them new boots or whatever, he goes, oh, I'm going to kill him tonight. Who do you think he's talking about? You think he's talking about the dudes? Who he stunting for? Who he looking fly for? Y'all. Unless he's into the other thing. So he's doing it for y'all. So y'all accepted this bullshit. When y'all let Lil Wayne come across the stage with them leopard tights and leggings on, and then all these dudes start wearing tight jeans, y'all let that shit in the door. Now we got dudes with man purses. Fanny packs are back again. Like, come on. Half shirts. The goddamn fruitification of the black man got to stop. Stop giving cooch to men who dress like girls. I blame y'all for this shit. Because men are idiots. We're going to do whatever the cooch tells us to do. If the cooch says wear tight jeans, we're going to wear tight jeans. God damn it.
You're going to do what the cooch tells you to do?
You going to do what the cooch tells us to do. But now y'all got cooch competition. Y'all got man cooch out here, so I don't know what the hell to tell y'all.
That's another show. That's a whole
another goddamn show.
No,
you think he's dressing for you? He's dressing for Jeffrey down at the goddamn job. They in the goddamn parking lot right now playing Neil and Bob, and I ain't talking about that's what they ain't in church, but they kneeling. Okay, so stop it. All right. we'd like to thank our guest who called in, Miss Lena. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lena. Stopping in to Shoebox Talk.
Yep.
Tune in. We are going to keep it going to keep the conversation going in the month of March. Y'all tune in to HubNet Online Radio. HubNetOnlineRadio.com. Good night.
Good night.
With y'all tight ass jeans on.